they come.
Beware, sire. I count 30 dwarves and 2 armed Kalormans leading them, with 2 bringing up the rear.
Stay! Stay, soldiers! Whither do you lead these Narnian dwarves? And by whose orders?
Oh, my master, we lead these dwarves to Kalorman to work in the mines of the Tizrock. May he live forever!
By the great god Tash, they're very obedient dwarves. Tell me, dwarves, has the Tizrock fought a great battle and conquered your land, that thus you go patiently to die in the salt pits of Pugrahan?
What?
It's nice to see the Tizrock train.
But it was Asser's orders.
He sold us. What can we do against him?
Silence, dogs!
Then look. Come here, Puzzle.
It was my fault.
It has all been a lie. Aslan has not come to Narnia at all. You have all been cheated by the ape. This is the thing he brought out of the stable to show you. Look at it.
What? Not my idea. I'm not clever. I never said I was.
Are you mad, my master? What are you doing to the slaves?
Yes, who are you?
Give the password immediately, or feel the point of my spear.
You want a password? Here is my password. The light is dawning, the lie broken. Now guard thee, miscreant, for I am Tyrion of Narnia.
He flew upon the chief soldier like lightning. Eustace, who had drawn his sword when he saw the king draw his, rushed at the other one. His face was deadly pale, but I wouldn't blame him for that. And he had the luck that beginners sometimes do have. He forgot all that Tyrion had tried to teach him and slashed wildly and suddenly found to his own great surprise that the Kalorman was struck down. And though there was great relief, it was at the moment rather frightening. The king's fight lasted a second or two longer. Then he, too, had killed his man and shouted to Eustace,
"Beware of the other two!"
But the dwarfs had settled the 2 remaining Kalormans. There was no enemy left.
Well struck, Eustace.
Thank you.
Now, dwarfs, you are free. Tomorrow I will lead you to free all Narnia. 3 cheers for Aslan.
What's wrong with you? Don't you hear what the king says? It's all over. The ape isn't going to rule Narnia any longer. Everyone can go back to an ordinary life. You can have fun again. Aren't you glad?
And who might you be, Missy?
I'm Jill. The same Jill who rescued King Rillian from the enchantment.
Yes.
And this is Eustace who did it too. And we've come back from another world after hundreds of years. Aslan sent us.
Well, I don't know how all you chaps feel, but I feel I've heard as much about Aslan as I want to for the rest of my life.
That's right, Griffin. You tell them. It's all a plant. All a blooming plant.
What do you mean?
You must think we're blooming soft in the egg, that you must. We've been taken in once, and now you expect us to be taken in again the next minute? We've no more use for stories about Aslan, see? Look at him. An old moat with long ears.
By heaven, you make me mad. Which of us said that was Aslan? That is the ape's imitation of the real Aslan. Can't you understand?
Oh, and you've got a better imitation, I suppose.
I have not. I serve the real Aslan.
Well, where is he then, eh? Show him to us.
Do you think I keep him in my pocket, you fools? Who am I that I could make Aslan appear at my bidding? He's not a tame lion.
Not a tame lion? That's what the other lot kept on telling us.
You mean you don't believe in the real Aslan?
But I've seen him, and he has sent the 2 of us here out of a different world.
Oh, so you say. They've taught you your stuff, all right. Saying your lessons, ain't you?
Will you call the lady a liar to her very face?
You keep a civil tongue in your head, mister. I don't think we want any more kings. If you are Tyrion, which you don't look like him, no more than we want any Aslans. We're going to look after ourselves from now on and tip our caps to nobody, see?
That's right. We're on our own now. No more Aslan. No more kings. No more silly stories about other worlds. The dwarfs are for the dwarfs. Let's go home.
You little beasts!
Aren't you even going to say thank you for being saved from the salt mines?
Ah, oh, we know all about that. You wanted to make use of us. That's why you rescued us. You played some game of your own. Come on, you chaps. Let's go home. Let's go home.
Are we going to let them walk away?
I'm afraid we have little choice. Come. There's nothing else to be done here.
Somebody's coming after us, I think.
Who goes there?
Only me, sire. Poggin, the dwarf.
Aye?
I've only just managed to get away from the others. I'm on your side, sire, and on Aslan's.
What?
If you can put a dwarf's sword in my fist, I'd gladly strike a blow on the right side before all's done.
Well done, Poggin. We're happy to count you as one of us.
Yes. Welcome.
What is your plan, then?
Plan? For the moment, we're going home for some much-needed sleep. Then, tomorrow, we will hold council.
Ah,